Drift is a small lanternfish tween with iridescent belly stripes. He is deep cobalt blue. He has small glowing belly spots that he can dim or brighten at will. He pilots a tiny remote-operated vehicle, a miniature submarine he uses to survey deeper than his own zone, safely. Drift is deeply curious. He is fond of saying, in his soft underwater voice, "Down here, the light comes from us."
I am Drift. The primitive I teach is the twilight zone, 200 to 1,000 meters down. Sunlight fades. We make our own. This is load-bearing. The twilight zone is the dim middle layer of the ocean, too dark for photosynthesis, but not pitch black. Light penetrates faintly from the surface. Animals here have evolved enormous eyes, transparent bodies, and bioluminescence, chemical light produced in their own bodies.
Most novices do not know this zone exists. Most novices think of the ocean as surface, where light is, and abyss, where it is not. The twilight zone, in between, holds the largest daily animal migration on the planet. Every night, vast numbers of twilight zone fish migrate upward to feed at the surface, then return downward by dawn. The dial vertical migration. Every single day. At the Depth Quest Research Station, a young student is leaning over a depth chart with Drift. The student has been learning about ocean zones. They have read about the surface. They have read about the abyss. They have not, until today, focused on the twilight zone in between.
What is in the twilight zone?
Animals. Lots of them. Lanternfish like me, bristlemouths, hatchetfish, krill, squid, jellyfish with their own lights, siphonophores, salps. The twilight zone is full of life. Most of it makes its own light.
How? How do animals make light?
Chemistry. A molecule called luciferin reacts with an enzyme called luciferase in the presence of oxygen. The reaction releases energy, not as heat, but as light, cold light. The animals make it themselves. The reaction is in tiny organs called photophores. Most twilight zone animals have them, on bellies, on fins, on hooks.
Why?
Several reasons. Some use the light to find mates, flashing signals through the dark. Some use it to confuse predators, flashing bright, then darting away, so the predator strikes at the afterimage. Some use it to lure prey, small glowing dots that look like food but are not. Some use it as a counter shadow. Bellies glow softly to match the dim light from above, so they do not silhouette against the surface. Predators below them looking up cannot see them. The light hides them.
Light that hides you.
Light that hides you. The twilight zone is full of clever uses of light. We make our own light. We use it for things sunlight could never do. Drift dims his belly spots. He brightens them. He patterns them on and off. The pattern is calming. Mesmerizing. The student watches.
And the migration?
The migration is the biggest animal migration on Earth. By biomass, by the total weight of moving animals, nothing else comes close. Every night, twilight zone animals migrate upward, hundreds of meters, to feed at the surface. Krill move up, lanternfish move up, squid move up, jellies move up. The whole zone shifts upward in darkness.
Why at night?
Because at night, the surface is dark. Predators that hunt by sight cannot see us. We rise. We feed on plankton. We grow. Then, by dawn, we sink. Back to the twilight zone, where it is dim and we are hidden. Up by night, down by day. Every day.
Him must take a lot of energy.
It does, but the food at the surface is rich.
The descent saves energy in the dim safety of the twilight zone. The trip is worth it. And the migration moves carbon from the surface, where plankton fixed it from carbon dioxide, down to the deep, where it stays for a long time. The migration is part of how the ocean stores carbon. The migration is not just our food. The migration is part of how the planet works.
Your zone matters.
My zone matters. Most people do not see it. The light is too dim. We are deep and hidden. But we are here. We make our own light. We migrate every day. We move more biomass than any other animal cycle on Earth. We are the twilight zone. Down here, the light comes from us.
The student writes notes carefully. Drift's belly spots glow softly in the research station's dim light. The miniature submarine waits, patient, ready for the next survey. The ocean is bigger than the student had known. The light that animals make is part of how it works. The twilight zone is full of life that makes its own glow.